Welcome to Mining City Reflections, where we illuminate the history of Butte, Montana, through stories and observations of 20th century women who lived there. I'm your host, Marian Jensen. In today's episode, we'll hear from Rose Marie Johnson, who worked in food service for 40 years and served on the executive board of the Women's Protective Union. Her oral history was taken in December 1995 by Whitney Williams, director of the Butte Archives Labor History Project. The interview focuses on Rose Marie's life as a working wife and mother, particularly in the 1950s and 60s, and her dedication to the Women's Protective Union. Johnson's story is a common one in an era of limited access to birth control, where women went in and out of the workforce in between bearing children. Rose was a cook her entire life in Butte. She worked at Gamers, Meaderville's Vegas Club, Sully's Truck Stop, 4B's, Lydia's, the Moxham, Martha's, Lloyd's, Kingsburger, Montana Tech, and finally the Silver Bow County Jail. A woman whose family said she was the happiest in the kitchen with her apron on, she also paid keen attention to her work environment and felt a responsibility to protect her rights on the job.